Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Thank you all. All right, it's now time for us to take public testimony, and as is our protocol, I will ask, is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2025 North Star Property LLC, change of zone 2026, subdivision 2023-14, or conditional use number 2499? Anyone who would like to speak in favor? Okay, there being none, we'll move on to those who might like to speak in opposition, and we're going to start with those who are representing organizations, and I believe that would be you, Mr. Barrasso, or whomever, your group.
Mr. Wheatley, just before we start, just for the record, because we had people downstairs when we started,
Do we have anybody downstairs?
Great, that's a good question. So I can confirm that everyone downstairs is now here in chambers.
Okay.
So
we don't have to make sure. We want to make sure everybody gets a chance to speak, that's why. So, thank you.
Thank you. My name is Joe Pica. I've lost my voice while sitting here. I'm a resident of Lewis, Delaware. I'm also a member of the board of the Sussex Preservation Coalition, SPC. We have four other members of the board here today. We put together a committee about 6 months ago to look at issues revolving around development on Route 9 in particular. And we've got five members of that committee here today. Three of us will be speaking. We've identified ourselves in the handout that we gave you. We, in fact, have been working on this intensely for quite some time. We are a grassroots SPC, a grassroots organization. We have about 4,000 supporters and followers. It's difficult to categorize everyone, but we have a very long email list. We have about 20 groups that are associated with us, they're allies to us, with us, and committed to a number of issues, but around conserving natural resources, balancing growth with environmental sustainability, and maintaining livable communities, which is an initiative that we have recently launched. In addition to myself, Jill Hicks, Rich Barrasso, who will speak today, we also have members Dave Breen, Jim Dick, here today, and Val would be here, except she is attending a session on development and transportation at the University of Delaware today. Collectively, and we've identified what specifically our backgrounds are in footnote one, of the handout, but collectively we've had research in teaching, research, business marketing, as business executives, an environmental engineer, an attorney. We've done environmental research. We have book authors on the committee, extensive public service, and public policy activists. So we have immersed ourselves in the materials about this set of applications. We've looked at the county and state documents, the applicant file. We've had conversations with the applicants, as well as state and county officials. We are very appreciative to you, Chairman Wheatley, and to members of the commission for allowing us to address you today on this very complex and very important development. Clearly, the developers have done their homework, as the books testify. They're very thorough, they're very professional. Among the people that we spoke to on this were representatives from the applicant. David Hutt has been especially forthcoming in inviting us for a briefing about the development. And we thank him for that and for providing us with responses to questions that we've had about details. He's also attended, I think, 6 months' worth of our public meetings, and many of which have discussed North Star to one degree or another. Because this is so complex, one of our important requests to the Commission is that you leave the record open for some period of time after today. Just as an example of the utility of that, the discussion about school enrollment, I also have an interest in that, and I contacted Jason Hale, as you referred, Ms. Wingate, to the conversation that you had with him. And he did not have the opportunity to review the study that was completed by the applicant. And I fully plan to send that forward to him, because Jason's response was that he felt their projections for the overall population of the development when built out were low. And he initially gave an estimate of school age population 5 times greater than the one that the specialist, the consultant, provided. So I think coming to some resolution about information like that would be helpful. We have several general views on land use, which I've heard actually mentioned today in some of the comments that I've heard from commissioners, that land use decisions directly affect citizens' quality of life, and I've heard that specifically referenced today, that the General Assembly delegated responsibility to the counties to preserve, promote, and improve the quality of life, and in particular on public health, safety, and the general welfare. We also believe that county officials determine what is to be built and when it's to be built, both of which I think have also been referenced today. So as part of that decision process, making recommendations to the county council, you are part of the process that determines the most appropriate use of land, water, and resources consistent with the public interest. And that charge is found both in the Delaware Code as well as in the Sussex County Code. We have two principal concerns, and to no one's surprise, the first one that we will address is traffic and the impact of the traffic generated by North Star in the area on the health, safety, and well-being of the current residents. We also are concerned about what we consider are some design flaws. It's hard to believe that with all of the thoroughness that we've heard this afternoon that there might be some flaws, but we feel that there are, particularly about safety. We do not challenge, and it's important to make this point up front, we are not challenging that there will be development at that location. It is not going to remain the cornfield that I drove by today and that others driving from that direction pass by today. And we acknowledge that. So our position is not to oppose any development, all development. That's not it, right? That's not our argument. This is the map that we've already seen multiple times. And in terms of traffic, the key issues for us, we believe, is the level of traffic, the volume of traffic on Route 9, and the traffic on Beaver Dam Road. We also recognize that the new construction of the Mulberry Knoll extension is significant and will have impact on traffic as well, but also on the access and well-being of residents and of other public services in the area. We've talked a lot in the abstract about traffic this afternoon. I just wanted to make sure that we had a sense of the numbers. The 2023 data that is available on DLDOT's interactive traffic counts map, one of the kinds of maps that was referenced earlier in the DLDOT comments, points out that on Route 9, the average annual daily traffic count is more than 17,000 vehicles. It jumps by at least 10%, possibly more, during the summer. On Beaver Dam, the traffic is roughly 3710. So these are data that are a matter of a few months, perhaps a year old. North Star is projected to generate 13,359 vehicle trips daily, which suggests that without improvements, and we've heard about why within the context of the TID, that allows for improvements and allows for a coordination of volume and improvements. What DelDOT concluded is that this project has a major impact to local area roadways, right? So that was part of a memo that was sent to Mr. Whitehouse, dated November 29, 2023. The question, in a sense, then is how well can that be accommodated? For how long will it be accommodated? And when will the improvements come along that make that accommodation more feasible? We also wanted to point out a couple of unknowns that are really not factored into the TID analysis. A big one that is hanging out there are the pending proposals for the Cool Spring Crossing development. It is outside of the TID. It is not included in the projections. It is projected at this point to have nearly 31,000 additional vehicle trips under one of the formats, the mixed-use format for that development, and 12,600 in the case of by right. We believe, as I'm confident most of you would agree, that traffic is additive. So the impact of North Star is not alone in terms of what will happen on that highway, on Route 9 and on Beaver Dam. Cool Springs' impact would be primarily on Route 9. There are other developments that will have an impact on Beaver Dam Road. The other unknown that is significant, we believe, is the impact of the Mulberry Knoll extension. It is intended to relieve the pressure on Route 1 so that traffic that would otherwise move from Route 24 onto Route 1 and then potentially want to go onto Route 9 will instead be able to come up the Mulberry Knoll extension. So it's not simply the importance of Mulberry Knoll for the development, but Mulberry Knoll will also kind of add an influx of traffic. It's not clear to us, it's a question I think that needs to be resolved, exactly how much projected traffic flow is going to be moved onto Mulberry Knoll extension. Just how big will that be? So what we will do today is to pose questions, just as I did about the Mulberry Knoll future impact, but also to make some recommendations. Our first, and what I'm doing is really previewing what my colleagues will explain in detail. So I'm doing kind of an executive summary. This is what's forthcoming. Expect us to talk about this, and the burden is on my colleagues, fortunately, and not me, to have to explain why we are making these recommendations. But I wanted to give you some inkling about where we're heading. Pause any decisions on the North Star development until the completion of a new study that DelDOT has launched on Corridor 9. That study is projected to take fiscal year 24 and 25 for its completion. That was one of the recommendations of the Coastal Corridor study that was recently completed, and a final report issued in June. And Rich Barrasso will be talking about that study and about this follow-up. We believe strongly, as we've heard people here today say, that North Star's residential and commercial construction must be coordinated with the completion and the operability of the area road improvements, not just Mulberry Knoll, but also the projected improvements on Route 9, the dualization, the widening of Beaver Dam Road. And we think there is a mechanism for doing that, as Mr. Robertson was exploring. Third, the county should weigh carefully the unintended consequences of strict enforcement, we might say adherence, of to the TAD, and how that might have an impact on the general health, safety, and welfare of residents. We believe that there is a way to move beyond the TID, and in a case this large, this significant, and such an important location, we think that that may well be justified for the county to do. Mr. Barrasso will explore that. And finally, the point I made about Cool Spring, that we believe that traffic impacts have to be viewed holistically. It's not just what happens with North Star, it's also what's happening in general, what we can anticipate on that highway. That's the purpose of the TID. What happens when major impacts that originate just 2 miles away from North Star, 2 miles away from North Star, would generate the additional traffic that Cool Spring would do. We also have a set of issues that are more granular, more fine-tuned, on design questions, the safety, and open space issues. We believe the affordable housing part of this proposal is highly desirable. We have concerns about whether the residents of that project, of that new housing, will indeed be a full part of the North Star community. Our reading is that they will not, and that will be explained. The planning and zoning staff raised questions with the applicants about their application and asked specifically, why has North Star not been submitted as a residential planned community? That will also be addressed by Mrs. Hicks. Adverse impact on neighboring communities. David Hutz obviously heard us talk about this at some of our meetings, and there were some answers given today. We want to raise what those concerns are and why we feel that that there are issues that this commission should address. Safety issues for residents. One of the unusual things is that this community will straddle two busy roadways. When completed, we expect Mulberry Knoll to be a very busy road. Beaver Dam already is a very busy road. What kind of safety precautions are necessary? And finally, we, despite the emphasis that was made by the presenters, both Mr. Hutt and Mr. Lardner, we're not convinced that the open space requirements indeed have been met. And in particular, the ribbon of connected land, which is not necessarily the same as contiguous land. And we will be talking about that. To follow up, we will have 6 recommendations to the commission, one of which is to require North Star to resubmit its application as a residential planned community, as suggested by the planning and zoning staff. We recognize that that would delay the construction of the affordable community housing, and so alternatively, we would suggest that that application be approved and move forward, but that the cluster subdivision and the C3 applications put back into the regular queue. delayed rather than to be expedited. Third, we think that North Star should be required to fully meet the standards for pedestrian and cyclist safety, and that may well be something that they will do when they talk with DLDOT, but we want a commitment on that. Adopt conditions that protect the adjacent properties in Lewis Crossing and the natural environment. Fifth, insist that North Star meet the spirit as well as the letter of open space ordinances. And finally, sixth, we do contest whether the C3 zoning is the appropriate one for the commercial area. And we believe it should more appropriately be B1 or C1. So that's my introduction to our presentation, which is going to be longer and more detailed. So at this point, if I may, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Barrasso, Rich, to talk about traffic.